My mind was always made up. It was just waiting on the right time to announce it, you know, getting information from a lot of people. But, you know, I want to compete. You know, that's kind of who I am. That's what I want to do. You know, I look forward to doing everything here. You know, it's kind of the way I was brought up and who I am. So throwing really wasn't a question the whole time. It was just a matter of time until we told somebody about it.
Like coming off the season that you had at UCF at the program, the shooting here at the combine, how far would you say the Knights have come from the early days of George to where they are?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great journey. You know, the guys that were there before, myself and the teammates that I played with these past couple seasons, have done a great job of laying the foundation at UCF. Coach O'Leary's done a phenomenal job there and getting that program where it is today. Going 12-1 and then winning the BCS game is huge. And, you know, I know they're on the path to keep that kind of success up.
Like, how about you personally? Your meteoric rise in the last year, and do you feel like you belong at this combine with the elite talent?
Yeah, 100% do. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm invited. You know, I believe that I can, you know, compete with any guy here. And, you know, that's why I'm doing everything I'm doing. That's why I'm throwing, that's why I'm running, doing all this stuff. You know, why wait till pro day when you have an opportunity to make your first impression here in Indianapolis? You know, grew up watching this as a kid and dreamed of competing in it. Why would I sit anything out and do any of that kind of stuff? So just excited to be here and honored to be here, but definitely believe I belong here. Yeah, you know, I think kind of the skill set I possess is, you know, being able to extend plays, being able to handle a lot of offense, you know, having played at UCF, you know, dealing with a lot of things as far as handling offense, making all the throws, you know, being trustworthy, I think making the right decisions on and off the field, not embarrassing the franchise or your last name, I think is huge, especially when you're playing quarterback in the National Football League. You know, I think those things, the competitiveness, I think are all traits that are great to have as a quarterback. And, you know, hopefully there's other teams that believe that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got no idea. I have no clue how I could inspire a fan base. I know I do everything I could to win, and that should be inspiring enough for a fan base and make them as happy as they can be. And that's all I would try to do, is fit in, find your role on the team, and contribute in whatever way you can to help that team be successful. Yeah. I think it'd be fine. You know, we had the opportunity to play SMU in Dallas this year, and it was like 12, 13 degrees, and we had no problems with it. So, I mean, that's the coldest game I ever played in. You know, like you said, we do play in Florida and a lot around the southeast. But we had some opportunities to play in some cold games and handled it well. So that was definitely a good thing to be able to experience. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that. You know, there's no doubt I need coaching, I need help. You know, I think everybody in the game does. You know, there's reasons why, you know, all these greats out there are continuing to play and continuing to work in the offseason and get coached. You know, 100%. I need coaching, I need help. And I'm going to work my butt off to do everything I can, like I said, to be the best that I can be, to help a team be the best that they can be. I think everything. That's what I've been doing these past 2 months, has been able to really trying to polish everything off, you know, making sure everything looks consistent. You know, when you have a proper pocket, you know, everything's consistent. You know, you're on platform, you're throwing the ball with the same mechanics and doing that whole thing, and everything's going the way you want it to go. Yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome to work with Jordan Palmer. Has been a huge help, you know, from videotaping stuff every day to doing board work and all that. But that was definitely a big thing, you know, for him to videotape me while I was throwing and then make corrections and see it, see the changes, see what I was doing wrong, what I needed to be doing, and how I got there. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, and it's still a work in progress. You know, I don't think that's up for me to decide. but I'm gonna do here. I'm gonna do come here and do everything I can to make sure that, when I leave, there's other people saying that besides me. You know, that's the goal. The goal is to be the top quarterback prospect. That's why I left college early. That's why I came out, was to be the top quarterback prospect, and I believe I can do that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be unbelievable. You know, the track record that he has is awesome. So I think to have the opportunity to, play for a guy like that would be very special. I don't know if I'll bring that up, but, you know, that was a great game. You know, early in the year, faced some adversity in a hostile environment and really got kind of acclimated to playing in places like that. We did it again a couple times later in the year, you know, like at Louisville and stuff of that sort. But that was a huge game that kind of kept the momentum rolling for our team this season. Yeah, I mean, when you have success of that magnitude, you're beating a school like Penn State. You know, it's kind of been a perennial powerhouse for however many years. And, you know, we're UCF, who hasn't been around very long and just got out of Conference USA, and you go up and beat Penn State in Penn State, you know, that's a huge task. That's a huge accomplishment. And so it definitely drew some attention, and we were able to keep that rolling throughout the year.
After not being heavily recruited, when did you start to think that you were at that quarterback, and then when did you make the jump to
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'll know until May 8th, but I'll do everything I can and unturn every stone to make sure that when I'm sitting there on draft day, I'm not looking back saying, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that. I'll have done everything in my power to be the best that I can be by that day. Differentiates, you know, like I said, I think being able to do things in the pocket, you know, being 6'5", 230, being able to throw off platform, extend plays with my feet, stuff of that sort, able to handle a lot of offense, able to make throws, being trustworthy, I think are all things that you know, are key in being the top quarterback prospect. Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, I grew up, Brett Favre was my hero. You know, just idolized the toughness and passion he played the game with. But, I mean, guys playing now, I think physically, like Ben Roethlisberger and Andrew Luck, I think are both great athletic guys that extend plays and, you know, throw off platform and do that. I think mentally, I think Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, I mean, by no means am I those guys. You know, they're the best at what they do. As far as, you know, running the no huddle, controlling the defense, controlling tempo and things of that such. But, you know, 100% believe that eventually, you know, I could do what those guys do, and that's the goal. Say that again. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, to be a blend of the best of the best. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been a couple guys that said, you know, you're bigger than we thought you were, but that's about it. Yeah, I mean, I've had the opportunity to talk to him a little bit these past 2 days, and, you know, he's a great kid. Enjoyed talking to him. But, I mean, as far as, you know, I don't know. I can't speak on how I do this compared to how he does that. You know, all I know is that I'll be trustworthy. You know, I won't embarrass an organization off the field by making any bad decisions or anything like that. Won't embarrass my family's name. And, you know, we'll be a trustworthy guy, a trustworthy player. Yeah, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of discussion about that. You know, I knew that he had coached under Coach O'Leary a while back, and that they still remained in contact and had a relationship. You know, and then it was kind of a big deal when we went up there and played Penn State this year that they were coaching against each other. But outside of that, there wasn't much talk. Yeah, they're all great. You know, a kid coming out this year, Jeff Godfrey, is a phenomenal receiver. And then we got, you know, really there's five guys that are still there, and J.J. Wharton, Josh Reese, Jackie Williams, Breshad Perryman, and Renell Hall are all phenomenal receivers, and I was very lucky to be able to throw to those guys these past 2 years, or 3 years, really. You know, they made me look really good.
Two more questions, guys.
Right. Yeah, you know, I could care less about anybody giving me respect of that sort. You know, I do what I can to, you know, these past couple of years to help UCF be successful and win. You know, if that was running the zone read, it was running the zone read. If it was handing the ball off, scrambling, trying to pick up a first down, that's what I was doing. So, you know, don't pay much attention to what other people are saying about, you know, kind of my skill set, but just try to do whatever I could to help the team be successful. Yeah, I think he's a special player. Has unbelievable amount of talent. You know, I think as everybody kind of saw, he's a great running back. You know, he can kind of do it all. He can run. He can block. He can catch and make plays out of the backfield. And I think he has a very bright future.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Guys.